The city of Columbus is moving forward with a pollinator park. The park is designed to encourage pollinating wildlife like birds and bees and butterflies within the city. Columbus Parks and Recreation Project Manager Stacy Findlay says the park will occupy a 2.5-acre lot near Cummins headquarters.
It's an area that mainly has industry, and so there's not a lot of usable park space over in that area. And so the introduction of a pollinator park, it would help to activate that space. And there's a daycare over by there, and then there's also Foundation for Youth, which is a local youth-serving organization. And so the idea behind the pollinator park is to make it accessible not only to the daycare, but to Foundation for Youth, and then also the folks that work in that Cummins plant right there, to make it a green space for folks to be able to walk. And then there will also be an educational component with an outdoor learning space.
Findlay says the area the proposed pollinator park would occupy had been flooded as recently as 10 years ago.
The area was flooded, and so that has implications as far as building restrictions. The park space in Columbus is a floodplain or a floodway, and that impacts what we can put in that area. We can't have closed structures. That's why it would be the perfect location for a pollinator park, because it's not like we could build a building on that space. So it's why not have it be a natural habitat to help do some good for the community and also for the environment.
Findlay says the proposed project was approved in September by City of Columbus officials. The Associated Press reports that about $16,000 has been appropriated to the Pollinator Park so far. Reporting live for WFHB, I'm Benedict Jones.